stand Ruben.
You need to really allow for the public's information, the two resolutions that were made by half the schools. Okay. So the public's aware of that outcome. That's
you want the whole lot?
Both of them. So they're on the public record. Yeah.
Okay, confidential. Item 14.1, the officer's recommendation in accordance with section 6.12 of the Local Government Act 1995, and as a result of the public government to sell these properties under the provisions of the Local Government Act 1995 for non-payment of rates, the balance of following rate assessments be written off. A1014, 29 Ivy Street, Greenhill, $7,785.66. A2042, 27 Keith Street, Greenhill, $40,600.35. A2043, 23 Keith Street, Broom Hill, $19,599.16. And A2055, 7 Lowry Street, Broom Hill, $17,949.48. That was moved. Councillor Barrett, seconded Councillor Wills, and that was passed 7-0. 14.2, officer's recommendation that the council, by an absolute majority, notes the salaries of the council's tribunal to determination of the 5th day of 2024, effective 1st of July 2022. Notes the outcomes of the local government performance survey undertaken in February 2025, with the chief executive officer being assessed at exceeds expectations for the 2024 and 2025 performance appraisal. 3. Adopts the performance criteria metrics for the 2025-2026 performance period outlined in section 5.5 of the confidential report. 4. Adopts option 5 in section 4.5 of the confidential report for the total reward package of the chief executive officer for the 2025-2026 performance period commencing 5th of February 2025. 5. Review and updates the chief executive officer contract of employment to ensure that it meets statutory requirements and contemporary standards. 6. Schedules the next review of the chief executive officer's performance and total reward package for consideration by the council no later than 5th of February 2026. 7. In accordance with Division 3 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, Schedule 2, Clause 18 endorses review. 8. In accordance with Division 3 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, Schedule 2, Clause 9, notify the Chief Executive Officer in writing with regards to this performance review. That was moved. Councillor Barrett seconded Councillor Kenny. It was passed 7-0. And the procedural motion to resume to reopen to public was moved. Councillor Dewar seconded Councillor Wills. Item 15, elected members' motions, we have nil. Questions from members without notice?